Greetings, dear ones. I'm Cryon of Magnetic Service. My partner steps aside yet again. And for 30 years, I have been coming forward in various ways to him. And for 30 years, the message really has not varied that much. You learn that the history that he presents of when I came in is a history of love. When he sat in the chair for the first time, he points out that there was no message, that I did not introduce myself, but I did. Some have said, well, who are you really? And we've discussed the who idea. And the who idea is not actually a paradigm from the other side of the veil. There is no who in a group. And so you say, well, Cryon, that means you're a group. And the answer is not really. Because when you look at a group, there's a finite idea. For in your linearity, you'll ask all the linear questions no matter what we say. Well, how big is the group? How many numbers are in the group? And the answer is always yes. Can you have one energy that sits in a room and represents the entire galaxy? How big is the group? Can you have one idea that goes everywhere in the universe? How big is the group? That is what you're facing when you talk about the things on that which is where you're from. And so when you talk about how magnificent you might be, you limit that. As good as that is, and as wonderful as it sounds, that you are not born dirty and you're not here to survive or suffer and you are magnificent, you still limit it to being magnificent on the planet. No idea. Magnificent in front of God is unbelievable to you. If I showed you your magnificence, it would be how big is a group? Because your magnificence spreads into all that is. Because you are one with all things which are magnificent. And it means that as you sit there, you're not only known by God, you're magnificent in front of God. Mother, as you look at your child, you can't help but look at you in your child. Every mother does. The child is new, fresh from your womb. You're holding it. You start to bathe it. All of the things. The child looks at you, and you can't help but say, you were in me a while ago, and now you're out here. You're part of me. You really are. You have my hands, perhaps. You have my nose. Your family. That's the metaphor when God looks at you. You've heard that, have you not, in the image of God? Born in the image of God, created in the image of God. That is the love energy. That's the image. Instead of born with God's nose, it's born with God's love. But that's how God sees you. That's the magnificence. The mother looks at the child, sees only magnificence and only love. For those first, especially few weeks, understanding where the child came from, that it was nothing and now it's everything, and it's so much love, and it's family, and it's magnificent. That's God in you. That really has not been transmitted to you by many of those who could have done so. But it's becoming now intrinsic, that is innate. It's being transmitted by a core truth that you're starting to receive inside, not necessarily from other people, not necessarily from someone in charge of spirituality. It's something you know. Do you know how individual you are? Not just in your magnificence. There is an individuality here that is so remarkable because the room is filled with old souls. Yesterday we went into this, and we invite you to listen to that message. We told you that old souls have things in common. And the things that they have in common are often caused by what you've experienced in the past. And in an old energy, the things you have in common were suffering, were war, were disappointments, were fear. And in this generation, the first one that has crossed the marker into a new consciousness, you are not here by accident. You planned it. You planned it. It doesn't matter how old you are, how young you are, dear ones, you planned on being here now to experience the shift so that when you come in again, you'll know what it is and continue. And when you continue, you're in a new energy. Right now, you're in a new energy, but battling the old. When you come in again, there's no old to battle. So if there's a message today from your ancestors, the ones who are standing in the room, if there's a message, and there is, here it is. The battle is over. Yesterday, we told you about it. We said that any of you who are bothered by the energies of your past lives that come through your Akashic record and touch you in this life and give you fear or anxiety or the lack of hope or self-worth, that there are tools to drop these. And those tools are mainly from your ancestors, the ones in the room, the ones who are waiting and asking, when are you going to ask to drop it? Again, intent is the key. Affirmations are the tools. And what happens with you is beautiful, is that these old energies start to drop away. But that's not the message of this particular channel. Again, we want to remind you, the battle is over. And the battle is what you had to do the last time you were here as an old soul. Old souls who end up on this planet are souls who have been here over and over and over, and many of you have awakened to the core truth. And you find yourself joining obscure groups that will hide this very, very well. But they're outside of the common groups of spirituality. And so you hide that, but they are core. And they know that consciousness can change things. In an old energy, if you change things with your consciousness, they'll call it magic. And then you'll be killed for it. So there are a lot of those who are old souls who would never come to a meeting like this. Because the last time they opened that door, it didn't turn out well. We call them closet light workers. Many of you have them as partners who are not here. Good people. Good human beings who have integrity and love, but not ready to open that door. But you have, and you sit here, and there's no judgment for anyone who hasn't. But for those who did and do, by their own free will and choice, there are things you should know. The battle of dark and light has changed greatly. And if you have watched this planet grow in these last few years, you realize something is taking place that you didn't expect. If you just want to make it black and white, I'll give it to you. Whereas dark always got the leading edge of the battle. They always showed up with more troops, metaphorically, in this energy. They don't. Because there is more light now than there has ever been before. That's a metaphor for compassion and integrity and a higher consciousness starting to literally invade the darkness of this planet. And in the societies which are freer, it's happening first. And this is one of them. And so you have already seen some remarkable things. Dark situations, even between men and women in inappropriate circumstances, which have been the same for hundreds of years, is starting now to be exposed. And you realize they are not women's issues, they are human issues of integrity. And they are starting to enhance themselves, so light is winning. And over, you're starting to see that. Whereas for hundreds of years, it was kept a secret, you couldn't be exposed, now it's being exposed every day. Did you notice? Inappropriate things happening in spiritual systems between leaders and children. Horror stories that affect children forever, all of their lives. Things that have been happening for literally hundreds of years are now wide open, being exposed. Don't you find that coincidental? 2 weeks ago, or less, for I've said this many times, I've told you more of this is coming. I've told you the exposure of darkness is at hand. I've told you that is excellent news. It is magnificent news because it starts to clean up that place where you live. But if you're not aware of truly what is happening here, there are those who sit and wring their hands and say, there's never been a darker time. Take a look at what we're finding out. And so there's great fear instead of great celebration because they don't understand that everything that is taking place was always there. And now it's starting to be revealed. I said 2 weeks ago, stand by for the big one. And literally, days after I said that, it appeared. Now, my partner's going to talk about the field later today. And the field is how I was able to tell you this, because the potentials sit there. Not predictions, but potentials already being generated are sitting there. And with free choice, they will appear. And one of them, the biggest one that is out of integrity, is human slavery and trafficking. And I told you it is bigger than you think, funded by those with a great deal of money. And you can go back and hear that channel, for we've given it many times. But most specifically, just 2 weeks ago. And we said, soon you're going to see the exposure and you're going to be shocked at how deep it is, how well it's funded, and who's involved. And you were. This is the field. It's going to be discussed in a moment in this meeting. This is the tip of the iceberg. It will open more, and that will open more, and you're going to find it all over the world. And there will be those who are shocked at the horror of it and the enslavery of stealing children and having them as sex slaves all of their life and worse. And when they get too old to perform, they're eliminated. This is a horror story, dear ones. It's been here for years and years and years, and it has been participated in and funded by those you didn't expect, even some, that you won't believe. It's going to be exposed. It's ugly. And every time you hear it, I want you to know that it represents a group of children who are going to be saved because it's been revealed. And that's the light over the dark. And when you see it, I want you to touch your heart and say, thank you, Spirit, that light is winning on this planet. Instead of looking at it and saying, isn't that awful and isn't that horrible? It's always been awful and horrible. It's time to celebrate the revelation of an ending. That is what's going on. You're so individual. The battle is over. And that battle is you fighting the dark energy. That's what's over. Because the dark energy is being eliminated by your light of being here. Did you get that? Your light. So you don't have to go around clearing things unless you want to. And you don't have to have the meetings where then you will send energy to this or that. You can still do that, but I'll tell you, it's being done automatically because you think about it. That's consciousness over darkness. That's what we've been teaching for 30 years. The paradigm of dealing with light and dark is starting to change. This will be controversial to many who have then been part of how it's worked all of their lives. But I will say to them, can you put that aside and understand that the light is coming out? The sun is coming out. The light is here. And that is what is going to start to change. You're going to have to deal with that differently and the darkness differently. And with the consciousness of the old soul that you have, that's powerful. And you're doing it. That's the message. Message of the moment for everyone here. It's a good one. And so it is.